Green Mountain Chronicles, number 12. World War I, Camp Vale.
They were summoned from the hillside. They were called in from the glen. And the country found them ready at the stirring call for men.
Soldiers did the fighting. The rest of the population did their share of other things, many other things. But one of the most important was food.
1916, and the United States enters World War I. Suddenly, farmers must feed not only their own communities, but also an army overseas. To be sure the supply of farm laborers is sufficient to meet the challenge, Vermont establishes Camp Vale, a training camp on the Theodore Vale Estate at Linden Center, to prepare high school-age boys to work on farms throughout the state. Recruitment posters for the camp call on the fathers and mothers of Vermont to lend their younger sons to help the farmers, and remind the boys that their older brothers are over there, pointing the way.
It was the patriotic thing to do, and people were patriotic.
Dino Valtz, then of Barry, was a freshman at Spalding High School when Principal Lyman Hunt announced Camp Vale was recruiting potential farm workers from among the student body.
Any high school boy whose grades were good would be released from high school early to go up there for 2 weeks to learn something about farming. And then they would be assigned to individual farms all over the state to help raise food to help win the war. It appealed to me, and I told my parents I wanted to go, and they had no objection, so I signed up to go to Camp Vale.
Valtz was one of 150 youths attending the training sessions, and the military nature of the camp took him and his companions by surprise.
We landed at a large field with one or two rows of tents. Then we hear a great shout. Fall in! And we look around, and here's a man in military uniform who turns out to be a sergeant from Norwich University. And he repeats the shout to fall in. And of course, we didn't know where in was. After he lined us up, he gave us a little lecture on what we were to do. We were to have military drill every morning at 6 a.m. sharp. I expected to confront a Mukau eyeball to eyeball, but squads right and squads left. I don't know why that was put in. It didn't make us better farmers.
Perhaps not, but the campers did acquire agricultural skills. Previously inexperienced in farm matters, they learned about milking and feeding cows, shoveling manure, caring for horses, haying, cultivating, woodcutting, and other chores. At the end of the training period, Dino Valtz was assigned to a 15-cow dairy farm in West Danville. For the 14-year-old city boy, the 2.5 months spent milking and hoeing were both painful and satisfying.
Someone who's never done it, you hoe for 4 hours consecutively. Me poor aching back. Hey, why are you doing this? We knew why we were there. The whole country knew why.
Vermont farm labor agent Frederick Bickford credited Camp Vale with improving the morale of the state's farmers. As for Dino Valtz, when he graduated from high school in 1921, he received an award as the person in his class who had done the most to help win the war.
Keep the home fires burning.